And now some thoughts from our music contributor, David Was. He's been listening to a new recording of some 600-year-old music, and he was surprised to find it so soulful.
The blues are not so much born as discovered, somewhere in the polar extremes of the human heart, no matter the time or place. Thus, it shouldn't seem such a strange notion that the Western world's first renowned blues man, and pop star even, was French and lived in the 14th century. Meet Guillaume du Machaut, the medieval world's Bob Dylan, a poet, composer, and man of action all rolled into one. The music you hear is one of Machaut's 23 motets, as recently recorded by the extraordinary vocal chamber group, the Hilliard Ensemble, for ECM Records. While it may seem on the surface to be another bunch of moaning monks giving glory to God, Machaut was equally focused on earthly passion as he was on veneration of the divine, and sometimes allegorically, both at once. In this, he is again like the great blues man Robert Johnson at the fabled crossroads, trying to decide which brand of master to serve. To boot, Machaut the musician was a bit avant-garde for his time. His experiments in melody and polyphony marked a great leap forward in Western composition. A master at working both sides of the aisle, he was a canon in the cathedral at Rheims, but he also had pals like the King of Bohemia, who financed his secular music, kind of like record executive Leonard Chess did for Muddy Waters and his ilk. In Motet No. 8, Machaut the earthly poet takes a few swipes at the fickle goddess Fortune. His imagery is surprisingly modern, sounding more like Baudelaire or Howlin' Wolf than a man of the medieval cloth. Fortune, he wrote in French, is dung wrapped in a fine covering, brilliant without, but garbage within. But then he switches gears in Motet 21 and writes in Latin, Christ, you who are the light and day, visit us. Talk about covering all your bases. Part of what you might call Machaut's monastery wall of sound is a result of his daring to introduce dissonant elements in a genre that had hard and fast rules about such things. His advanced harmonic sensibility made him kind of a landlocked Brian Wilson. Add bass, drums, and guitar to his 18th motet, and you have something that sounds like In My Room, albeit intoned in Latin and entitled Good Shepherd. Guillaume du Machaut should be enjoying the kind of pop resurgence that Hildegard von Bingen garnered some years ago. In an era that overvalues the static, almost catatonic mellowness of New Age music, Machaut's interweaving vocal strands create a mesmerizing, sensual texture without sounding repetitious or simple-minded. Kind of like the blues.
Day-to-day contributing writer David Was. The recording he reviewed by the Hilliard Ensemble is on ECM Records. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.